This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Number three of the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live is now underway, officially. I have announced it. I have spoken.
So it is written, so it shall come to pass, quoth the captain.
So quoth the captain. 603-283-6160.
Is that the telephone number?
That is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. Again, 603-283-6160.
What were we talking about?
Oh, wow, man. We were talking about, believe it or not, deplatforming and things around deplatforming and other alternatives to the reigning giants of social media, or as I like to call them, anti-social media, because they aren't really social media, right? Particularly with, you know, the lockdowns and the bans on gatherings and, you know, all that kind of stuff, so that people can't.
Sometimes I just haven't had enough verbal abuse in my day, so I go on Twitter.
You know, read the comments on YouTube or whatever. Right?
Look, if you're not breaking the terms of service, there's nothing for you to worry about.
One of you fine gentlemen brought in this article from Newsmax.com, Amazon booting Parler off its web hosting service. Now, we've mentioned this already,
yeah,
that this is occurring. I just wanted to, you know, read a little bit from this article.
Well, I know you mentioned that it was getting booted off the App Store. I didn't know if you'd mentioned
this
part, though.
Amazon, right, we haven't yet on Free Talk Live. You and we, the three of us, have talked about this thing, but we haven't talked about it here on the radio with our listeners. Amazon is removing the Parler social media service from its web service. BuzzFeed News reported Saturday night. So they just decided, Amazon that is, that, hey, you know those Parler people, they're paying us for this service. We don't want to provide it to them anymore. We're going to cut them off on Sunday. That's today, by the way.
Yep.
If Parler cannot find another hosting service once the ban takes effect Sunday, that's today, Parler will go offline, BuzzFeed reported. The news comes after Apple and Google Play removed the app from their stores. As a side note and editorial commentary, I don't like Apple and Google being the gatekeepers to all things app.
I want to talk about this real quick, because they're going to call censorship, and I get the Amazon part of it as well, but Google and the App Store, the Apple App Store, is not like the only way to get Parler on device, right? If you want the Parler app on your Google Android device, there are ways to sideload the app. You don't have to go through the App Store at all. Parler is also a website, so Apple cannot keep the website off of their device, only the app.
And if people want to pay a fee
they haven't yet.
Hang on. If people want to pay a fee to somebody like, oh, I don't know, Richie Rich, for example, to help them sideload this app onto their device, can they do so?
Yeah, you can absolutely pay me a fee. I don't know the technical aspects of it. Like Parler either has to release the app in the APK form for it to happen, or someone has to, like, you know.
Those are usually findable.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Or they're findable. So the Apple can keep the Parler app off of the Apple App Store.
Yep.
However, the Parler website will be accessible through any browser that's available on the Apple device. I don't know of any way that they can block websites on browser devices.
Fact.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, unless you're in China.
I am not that amazing of a tech guy, but as far as I know, my Android runs a Google operating system. So if they really wanted to, they might.
But you're saying that they would have, like, base level access to websites?
Well, they have base level access to everything I do on my Android.
But you can sideload the app on your Android device. Like, Google can't stop you from putting apps on your device.
Yeah.
If you can find the app.
I mean, if I'm on an Apple or an Android, and I want to go Satan.com, for example, I can do so.
Yeah.
Right? Neither of those operating systems are preventing me from browsing to that website.
Mm, not right now.
Okay. So, going on, Amazon did not respond for comment, of course. Parler has been used increasingly by conservatives. Okay. Amid what they see as increasing censorship by Twitter. Twitter permanently banned Donald Trump, as we all know. Blah, 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 blah. Amazon has suspended Parler from its Amazon Web Services unit, AWS, for you techies out there, for violating AWS's terms of service by failing to effectively deal with a steady increase in violent content on the social networking service.
But the CIA is allowed to run on AWS.
Yeah, I'm like, well, and I'm just going to say this now because it seems appropriate, but okay, if you are a social media company of any size, shape, or form, and you want to keep violence off of your platform, if you will, then be consistent and ban all of government. All of them.
They're actively killing people right now.
All of them. Government is the most violent organization ever known in the history of planet Earth.
So you're raising a fuss that people might be talking about violence when you are actively helping people actually doing violence, as long as they have a shiny badge.
Right.
Well, not just talking about it, you know, planning it out, conspiring against the state or state actors.
Well, and part of it is we've had so much censorship now that we haven't had the opportunity to actually work through some of these ideas. Because, I mean, that's the point of free speech. Because human beings have two ways of dealing with a conflict. Either we talk it out or we fight. That's it. That's all there is. That's all we have. And if you take avenues away from us to talk it out, then we're going to fight. On the other hand, if you give us more avenues to talk about it and make it slightly more annoying to fight about something, well, then we're going to have an incentive going in the right direction, and we can have a civilization, maybe.
Well, then you go back to like what we talked about earlier with the shareholder value. Right. Twitter is not the free speech platform anymore. Right. Facebook, whatever, never was. But if they want the platform that has like minimal amount of conflict, minimal amount of confrontation, right, then you boot off the people whom you don't want. Right. And then you have the echo chamber, as we talked about, on Twitter and Facebook, of mostly left ideals and left policies. And then Parler crops up because, hey, there's now a market demand for conservative ideas and conservative policies.
Except that you can still organize Black Lives Matter movements that, you know, burn places down.
Like I said, they'll stay on Facebook and Twitter because they're lefty ideologies.
Right. So it's not a matter of
but
removing
that's still
violence.
Plenty of violence. Plenty of violence.
It's removing the violence that doesn't politically agree with you.
Right.
Right.
That is a much more accurate statement. Matze said in a post on Parler, responding to the Apple suspension, they claim it's due to violence on the platform. The community disagrees as we hit number one on their store today. They said, more details about our next plans coming soon as we have met many options. Matze, I assume, is the CEO of Parler. I don't know who Matze is. In addition to Parler, right-leaning social media users in the United States have flocked to messaging app Telegram. Really? They flocked? Okay.
I have seen a lot more notifications these days of such and such is on Telegram.
And they've also flocked to hands-off social site Gab, citing the more aggressive policing of political comments on mainstream platforms such as Twitter and Facebook. Google, in its announcement Friday that it was suspending Parler, said that Parler must demonstrate, quote, robust content moderation, unquote, if it wants to get back in the store.
So I will say this about Telegram, if you're one of those people migrating over there, do it from an Android device. Because on the Apple platform, Telegram is forced to moderate specific channels if they violate Apple's terms of service.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Yep. I'll show you evidence during the break.
Okay, awesome. So, you know, hopefully, for me anyway, my wish is that this spawns a whole bunch of new social media companies that really specialize as a feature. Hey, we're free speech. We're a free speech platform only. That is our whole reason for existence. Come and join. Come and join the Free Speech Network. You can join this free speech network if you dial 603-283-6160. And this is Free Talk Live. We've got more of this show coming up for you.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the womb of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
In HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
back, everybody. It is weirdos pressing buttons while speaking into microphones. Also known as Free Talk Live. You have buttons right there in front of you that are called cough buttons, and it's so if you have to cough or sneeze or something, you can press the button.
Press it while speaking into the microphone.
I didn't say while.
You did.
No, I said pressing buttons and speaking into the microphones.
All right.
I mean, we can listen to the archives later.
Yeah, rewind the tape on
that.
Yeah,
yeah. You want to go back? You know, back in time, in time, in time.
Check the LRN.FM feed on float.app.
Did I really say anything? We don't know. It's Schrodinger's radio show. If nobody's listening.
If it exists in the world, then it will be eaten by the internet.
It's being broadcast to the aliens, that much I know.
I hope they're enjoying it, too. It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is our telephone number here in the studio. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'll get to your calls and thoughts in a moment. It is myself, the captain, hosting, and joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer
and Richie Rich.
And what were we talking about, man?
I don't know, man.
Well, I guess we better go to your calls and thoughts. We have Ted calling from Kansas. Is that right, Ted?
Yes.
Awesome. You are on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I love your show. And, the topic that I want to discuss is surveillance.
Okay, go ahead.
And I have about seven items that I have with this Biden coming, what is going on in the past and with what's coming with Biden. The way that we are monitored is, the traffic light. There are light cameras there. Mm-hmm. The smart meters that they put in your home by the electric company.
Yep.
The police cars are using license plate readers to find out, they say for warrants are stolen, but they want to know who you are, especially if you own a gun. And what's coming with Biden is this real ID. That is facial recognition. He wants to implement, you cannot buy a gun unless you have real ID.
I don't know if you know this, but a lot of what
you just said already using his authority. Okay. And then the internet. When you use your internet, they have a profile on what you are typing in there. And the smartphone, everything that you put in there is monitored. I don't have a smartphone. I use an old phone, a G3.
Yep.
And then the last one is biometric. This is a number that we all will be given, and it will be a profile of who you are, your race, physical description, do you own a home, a car, are you a gun owner, how you vote. And it won't be, will just be a number, and then they can put it all in the computer. While the cop is driving around in his car, he can see your license plate, well, this guy, he owns a home, he's a felon, he's this, he's that.
Sure.
So it's just like George Orwell, the number, 1984.
Oh, yeah, he wrote a whole book to warn us all about what's coming. And also Aldous Huxley wrote Brave New World, which is frightening in its own right when you look at today's society compared to when that book was written as well.
And that both of them more likely.
And both of them were members of socialist organizations. That's why they were in on this. This is the plan. And they tried to tell people, hey, here's this thing that we're doing in this group that I think is a bad idea.
Yeah. So, Ted, those are all very interesting things. There are about seven things you said, and a lot of that actually already exists.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about Biden bringing that to the table.
Yeah,
it does, but it's going to be more intense now.
I don't disagree with you. The powers that be, also known as, the goons, the people in charge,
the
government, the monopoly on force, they are all going to do as much as they can to keep all of the power they've taken and get more, because they're never satisfied. They're greedy bastards. Don't get confused. They want more for them and less for you. Anything else you'd like to mention tonight, Ted?
When I was very young, I spent a summer camp. I went to it was the Marist Camp Center, Ossipee.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very nice. What does a home sell for in Keene? Like the high and the low.
Home prices?
Yeah, like home prices. Like what would it be? Like a ghetto and then a good area.
Like low end is probably still like $100,000. Yeah. You know, for something that's, you know, 140 years old or so, needs some repair. High end, I mean, I've seen places for $2.8 million. So, you know, medium price, I think, is about $250.
Yeah.
Keene is a relatively affordable place to live if you were looking to purchase.
The property taxes are pretty high, though.
Right.
Oh, they are.
But on the outskirts.
Well, one of the things I like about New Hampshire, you can carry a concealed weapon without a permit.
You can carry a weapon openly without a permit, too.
Yep, you sure can.
It's one of only 16 states that you can carry concealed without a permit.
And it's so part of why we have such a low crime rate.
It certainly is.
That's good.
You don't have to wear a helmet on your motorcycle or a seatbelt in your car, either.
Hey, Ted, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Yeah, New Hampshire does have some very specific liberty benefits to it. And in fact, I think between it and Florida, they'll rotate in like the ratings of the number one states where you have the most civil liberties still to this day.
I don't think Florida can maintain it, though.
No, they don't seem to be able to. And so that's why it seems to alternate. You know,
well, they got a huge boost off of this COVID lockdown thing, though.
Florida did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. Oh, sure. You shot to the top during this because our governor was a complete effing tyrant.
We had and still continue to have an influx of people interested in potentially moving to New Hampshire. It seems the longer these lockdowns go on, we had folks visit from Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, other places, and they were surprised. Now, we still have businesses being closed. We still have social distancing enforced, all that kind of a thing here. But they themselves were like, oh, well, you guys don't have it nearly as bad as we do in our states.
And I will say this, as part of the Free State Project, if you were one of the signers, like before we hit the $20,000 mark or 20,000 person mark, clock is ticking. You have a month to fulfill your obligation.
Yeah, the time to move is now. I'm not going to hold anybody to the exact dates and time of, your sign. But if you did sign.
The agreement said 5 years from the day they hit it, man.
If you did sign, you should be a person of your word, of your signature, and make the move ASAP.
Yes. And the oppression's getting pretty ridiculous in this country. So, I mean, it's not unthinkable that there's going to be, oh, well, did you get your shots? Do you have the paperwork to prove that you have the COVID immunity and that it's updated before we can let you move out of this?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. According to your social credit score, you are only a 2, and you need to be a 4 to enter this particular region. See, you're going to have to boost your social credit.
We've determined you're not biologically compatible to leave the state.
You bring up the social credit score, but libertarians, for quite a time now, have proposed the idea of a reputation ranking, and it's the same thing.
One is centralized.
Yeah, one is you're given to you by government. The other is given to you by the people that you interact with on a daily basis.
It's still a score on how your reputation is.
Yeah, but, I mean, reputation already exists. You don't have to reinvent it. Social credit score, whole different ball. Ball game, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DINOVITE.com. I said to John, I'm getting them. So the Dinovite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 8 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the U.S., but many say that effort isn't moving fast enough. A former FDA commissioner says the current approach to getting shots into arms needs to be reset. Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that the supply is there to reach most of the vulnerable population if an all-of-the-above distribution approach is taken.
Right now, there's 40 million doses sitting on a shelf somewhere. So the feds say it's with the states say it's with the feds. It really doesn't matter to the patient who's not getting access to the injection. You have 40 million on the shelf. We have 50 million Americans above the age of 65. So we have supply to push it out to that population more aggressively. I think we need to take an all-of-the-above approach and push it out through different channels, including the big box stores, including federal sites that the Biden administration is talking about standing up. We need to try everything right now to create multiple distribution points.
This is USA Radio News. Social networking app Parler is facing the possibility of having to completely rebuild its service after being dumped by several internet companies. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The alternative social media network is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app. Parler's CEO John Mates tells Fox News it's devastating.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all work together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off.
Congressman Devin Nunes of California tells Fox this must be investigated.
This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Parler says they will rebuild from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Back to the program, everybody. It's free as in freedom, it's talk as in speaking, and it's live as in happening right now.
Oh, that's right. This is the podcast.
It's Free Talk Live. Unless, of course, yeah, you're listening to the podcast or the
a week from now.
It's happening for us and our callers.
But
right now,
even if you are listening to the recording, it's happening live for you right now, as opposed to whenever this was recorded. So it still applies.
Okay.
It is Free Talk Live. My name is... I was given an honorary doctorship yesterday. So,
no. So, like Dr. Lord.
You made Dr. it. Lord Reverend Captain Kickass.
No,
right.
No. Reverend Doctor.
No, Doctor. Dr. Lord Reverend Captain Kickass Esquire, if you will.
The third.
All right.
No, the first.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
But, and joining me, it's...
Beakless Mountaineer.
Just Richie Rich.
Just Richie Rich.
That's it. No honorary title.
Do you have a first and a last name? Do you have a middle name? Is it also Richie?
No.
Is it Richie R. Rich?
No, it's E.
Oh, Rich? E. Rich. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was first name Richie, last name Rich.
Rich, middle initial E, last name.
Like Wild E. Coyote.
Exactly.
I got you. All right.
Or Doug E. Doug. Remember that guy?
No, I don't.
Oh. It's a comedian. Cool Runnings.
We're going to get to your calls and thoughts here in a minute, but at first I need to thank Wild Bill from Seaville. Yes, that's right. Wild Bill from Seaville. He is a silver level amplifier. What's an amplifier, you might ask? Well, it is a big powered speaker for guitar players, but it's also a way for you to help Free Talk Live advertise, market, and promote. You can go over to amp.freetalklive.com and find out all the ways to do that. We only ask for $5 a month, and you can get some little perks for your donation. There's different levels. If you donate more than $5, you know, there's a couple different levels, silver level, gold, or silver, gold, and platinum levels, that kind of thing. But what does the money go for, you might ask? Well, it goes to fund our drug habit. No, I'm
cocaine
kidding.
And hookers.
I'm kidding.
After the show.
It does no such thing. It actually goes only and exclusively to helping us get on more radio stations. Now, we are nationally syndicated. We're on, I don't know, somewhere around 185, 190 stations or so. I'm not sure of the exact number this day, but we could be on 200. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 radio stations across the nation. It's all up to you. Please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're going to put David from New Mexico on the line. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, New Mexico, the real-life land of Looney Tunes. Wile E. Coyote, Roadrunner, Cactus Maces, and another Looney Tunes character, District Attorney Raul Torres, Bernalillo County. Everybody knows Raul, loves him. So Dr. Demento was taken on the radio already?
What?
You're now Dr.
Well, yeah, Dr. Demento supersedes Captain Kickass by quite a bit of time. In fact, Dr. Demento was probably the first real, like, DJ, if you will, that I recall their full name. I'm sure I heard other DJs' names prior to Dr. Demento, but as a child, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, I would listen to the Dr. Demento show on the Westward One radio network every Sunday night. At 10 p.m. And so I was into hilarious comedy music parodies and pastiche and that type of thing long before I was into actual music.
So if you still remember, what is Dr. Demento's full name?
I don't know. It's Barrett Hansen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Oh, Hansen. Good Scandinavian.
Yeah, he's still doing a show, by the way, and, you know, he's not paying me to say any of this, but his show is internet only now at drdemento.com.
Dr. Reginald G. Demento.
Yeah, I heard him interviewed on some radio program recently. I don't remember what it was. But anyway, I'm just here in the land of Looney Tunes, finishing up shoveling my water for the next month here, And so back to kicking DA's Raul Torres while he's down.
Yeah, didn't you have an update from your court case?
Yeah, well, what happened was it was pretty funny. It was the best court case I've ever had as far as spanking the assistant DA because I did my one. Pardon?
Sounds kinky.
Yeah, it was, and especially since the judge helped me. I did my usual thing. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay, I did my usual thing and interrupted them to say what I wanted to say. And one of the things I wanted to say was that the DA tried to file a motion in the case, and I spanked him on the record, and I made it clear that I was spanking him on the record for purposes of appeal and for whatever it may help in the current case in the lower court there. And that is that judge, Victor Valdez, which he's actually a pretty good guy, the DA here has established in the record a pattern and practice that is demonstrable by looking at the record of filing these last-minute motions like 1 hour before hearings. Now, is that done intentionally in order to legally ambush me so that a motion is put before me in the case without me having proper notice?
I don't know.
I might, please. I might actually acquiesce to their demands, requests, et cetera, to make them look better as a prosecutor by accepting a plea. You're rushing it, you know, giving me an hour to think about, or an hour, or no notice to view it. You're just going to pop it on me in the hearing and hope that I take the bait instead of having a minimum of 3 calendar days or whatever the legal requirement is proper notice in order to make my evaluation and decision.
Yeah, so I couldn't you just on the object record, and ask like, for a continuance to give like you that time? As it couldn't you just object to the duration of time you have to view that and then get a continuance for a later date after you've had proper time to review it?
Well, I could, but it's more fun to spank them. So that's what I did. And the validation was that the judge then, after I said that, he said, yeah, prosecutor, dude, you're out of line here. You need to be giving Mr. Olson proper notice to review these things. So I'm not going to entertain your motion at this time. So you can just stuff that back in your pocket. And we're going to reschedule this hearing for a week from now when Mr. Olson has had ample time, proper legal notice, and proper legal time to evaluate and make his decision as to how he would like to respond to your offer.
Yeah, that is awesome, David. We do find your motion entertaining, and give us an update on your spanking it of the court systems.
Oh, okay.
In a week or whenever you have the next update. Thanks for the call tonight. That guy he's certainly gone through it, man. He is getting to know the legal system and all of the little tricks and turns and the twists of what I call the second set of books, right? This is what happens to you after, right, the police come and get you and arrest you or charge you with something or whatever, right?
Because that is the best way to do it. You got to go through it, and you got to, like, learn from your victories and learn from your defeats.
He's getting firsthand experience, and, you know, who knows? Perhaps he could give some sort of consulting to folks who go through similar things on down the line. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. So here we are. What do we do now? I think
you got an article.
Decentralize.
I think that one's probably too long. I think that we should talk about maybe that one. No, what about this one?
I can't see.
Yeah, we can do that one briefly. Long story short, New York finally figured out that they were letting people wear bulletproof vests, and not anymore.
Oh yeah, that was nuts.
Proposed bill bans body armor, makes possession a crime, forces citizens to turn it in or face arrest. Really, you got to turn in your body armor?
The weird thing about this setup, I'm sure you'll get to it in the article, is it was like a lawmaker who like realized that they didn't have a ban on it. It was like, what? They're allowed to wear body armor?
Had the same reaction as all of us. Wait, New York City? They didn't have a law against that?
And then promptly wrote the bill to try to get that banned.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a pretty swift change. Probably the fastest government has ever worked. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live for you coming up.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner
Center recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. toot.lrn.fm.
The final segment. Man, time sure flies when you're having fun. Really enjoyed doing the show with you guys.
Been a good one.
Yep, yep.
This is Free Talk Live. If you've missed any part of this show or of any of our other shows, you can find them all at archive.freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight is myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we were talking about this headline from the Free Thought Project. Proposed bill bans body armor, makes possession a crime, forces citizens to turn it in or face arrest. This has gone on in New York City. Assembly Bill A352 was introduced and co-sponsored by David McDonough, Richard Gottfried, and Michael Montesano. And it says, a person is guilty of the unlawful purchase or possession of a body vest when he or she knowingly and unlawfully purchases or possesses a body vest. Sounds like doublespeak to me. Let's see.
You broke the law.
Penalty of law.
What law? The law.
Shall have 15 days from the effective date of this act to dispose of such body vest at any local or state law enforcement. Is this just their way of getting free body armor?
Or do you think they're short on body
armor?
Yeah,
oh, we don't have the budget, you know, we overspent on, you know, our tanks or whatever, right? We don't have budget for vests, so let's make vests illegal, make people turn them in, we get free vests!
That's how they get guns, too, then, with all the gun buybacks and turn-ins and confiscations.
Yeah. Commentary includes, this is a vile and wicked bill. Body armor is the most passive form of self-protection possible that a person can use. And you want to take that away from law-abiding citizens? You should be disgusted with yourselves for ever proposing such a thing, another person pointed out.
How dare these people not want to get shot when we want to shoot them?
Well, that's part of it, right? Like, that's
right.
I'm sure that's what I couldn't find the article that had, like, the scenario that led this congressperson to, like, introduce this bill. But it's basically like, how dare he wear the body armor, right? And then so criminals wear body armor.
When we decide to shoot you, it is your job, your civic duty to be shot.
You are a criminal. You do not get the privilege of wearing body armor. And since guns are banned, right, for the most part in New York City, mm-hmm. there's no reason why civilians need body armor, because you're not going to get shot by a criminal on the street.
Well, and in closing, this article says, when the state attempts to make it illegal to protect yourself from bullets, it may be time to start purchasing gear to protect yourself from bullets.
Yeah. Because they're going to ban the body armor, and then you can't defend yourself against state encroachment.
Yeah.
Like, I think the article said, like, the most passive form of self-defense.
Yeah, right? We just read through that. Yeah. So I wanted to spend more time talking about that, but I also wanted to get to this from the left coast. Cairo 7 Seattle has published an article that says, what happened to flu season? Doctors say flu cases are the lowest in recorded history.
Now, coronavirus cures the flu.
Now, we here on Free Talk Live have been saying the following, something I'm paraphrasing here, something along the lines of, all these COVID cases are just like the flu getting rebranded.
Sure.
Something along those lines, right?
A lot of times you find that in their documentation of like, well, we're not going to test you for it, but if you have these symptoms,
right,
which are
flu-like
all classic
symptoms,
right,
and the common cold is a coronavirus.
Right.
Right. So easy to test positive for that if you have a cold.
Sure is.
You know, sometimes colds are severe and get mistaken for the flu, et cetera, and so on. But this article I found ignorantly hilarious. And it goes, while the pandemic dominates every aspect of life everywhere, doctors say something quietly remarkable is happening to another typically dangerous virus, leaving them with a question. What happened to the flu? Statistics show flu numbers are not only very low, they might be the lowest seasonal numbers in recorded history.
Because all the people that would have died of the flu have already died of coronavirus.
In the last flu season, from 2019 to 2020, the CDC recorded 38 million flu cases in the United States. 405 were hospitalized and 22,000 deaths from the virus.
Tragic.
In the last several months, in Washington State, there have been zero documented cases.
Fantastic.
Of the flu.
Not one documented case of the flu in the entire state.
Washington State is a place to be.
It's not just a Puget Sound thing. It's not just Washington State. It's the entire country, said Dr. Paul Pottinger, who studies and teaches virus behavior and infectious disease at UW. That's the University of Washington. In fact, this is happening on most of our planet. Some doctors believe the low numbers could be attributed to mask wearing and staying away from people. Others theorize a benefit stems from the push to get the flu shot and the lack of international travel. Any way you cut it, doctors say there are virtually no flu cases at all this season, a phenomenon they call one of the great mysterious vanishing acts of a virus they've ever seen.
Fantastic. The lockdowns worked.
What really disturbs me about this is that it really does lead to two different worlds. So one set of people are going to believe in their heart of hearts the reason that there's no flu is because we put on masks, stayed away from each other, and didn't go see each other for Christmas or Thanksgiving. Like, they're really going to believe that in spite of the fact that it doesn't seem to have changed all of the COVID infection rates.
The doctor goes on, somehow we decided to shoo the flu, Pottinger said. I don't know that we did it on purpose. I'm not sure we can take credit for it. It's one of the great mysteries of epidemiology. Where is the influenza?
I mean, okay, so wearing gloves, wearing masks, washing your hands, staying away from people seems like an effective strategy to not get sick. I'll be honest. If that's your goal.
Okay, but going from 38 million cases to almost zero?
Yeah, seems sketchy. But, you know, I would definitely entertain a reduction in flu cases based on modified behavior.
Sure.
One of these things seems to be happening to me. Either those means are very, very effective against flu and apparently completely ineffective against the coronavirus.
Right.
And that could just be the virulence. Virulence. Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Or, what was the other one?
Or it's just getting rebranded.
Yes.
Like they're
They're
calling the flu coronavirus. And of course you would. Because okay, if you get an extra $15,000 for having someone in a hospital bed, if they have coronavirus, and you're allowed to say they have coronavirus because they have these symptoms, why on earth would you not do that? I mean, do you think you could stay in business?
Right.
I mean, these hospitals are practically only allowed to treat coronavirus. They're not allowed to do scheduled surgeries. They're not allowed to do all these other screenings. They're not allowed to do any of this stuff, and they still need to pay the rent.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that if you look at the coronavirus numbers versus the flu numbers, and just, you know, imagine, if you will, use your imagination. Imagine, if you will, that the flu numbers are, on average, what they have been for, you know, since the flu was discovered. And then go, how many of the corona cases is that? I bet you that they're pretty close.
Yeah, it's almost like we still have the flu, and now there's an additional virus that doesn't make much of a difference.
I'm no epidemiologist. I'm no flu expert. I'm not a corona expert, but man, something certainly smells fishy to go from 38 million cases to nil. Come on. Come on, man.
No, it's definitely fishy, but again, I could entertain a reduction based on modified behavior. Right? If you don't want to get
a reduction, sure.
Right. Yes. If you don't want to get a virus from somebody, you stay away from them. You wear coverings to prevent transmission.
So if that's accurate, and let's entertain that, if that's accurate and that's why the flu is so low, how come the coronavirus cases
keep climbing? Well, again, because of the virulence. One of the problems with the coronavirus from the get-go, right, was how much easier it was to transmit person to person, right? Like, not everyone who comes into contact with someone with the flu is going to catch it, or they might already have immunities to it.
The same is true for corona.
But the coronavirus, being novel and new, less people have built up immunities to it, and it was easier to transmit face-to-face, which is why it was made such a big deal about wearing the mask.
Well, theoretically easier.
Hold on. Being novel and new, less people have immunities built up to it. Flu is new every year. That's why it keeps going. It mutates.
Right.
There is a new set of flu viruses. That's why they don't have a one-shot kill on the vaccines,
right,
if they were.
I get it. The vaccine, they got to get ahead of it, and then they guess wrong,
right,
sometimes.
Because it's new every year. It's new. It's novel.
They literally can't get ahead of it because it mutates every year.
Yes.
So they use the previous year's strain in the current. Well, they guess at what it
they
might
don't
be,
use
exactly.
The previous year's strain. They guess what mutation
might
take.
Well, they take the data on how it mutated, right, and try and guess, as you say,
right,
to give you.
So the real question is, what viruses should we release now so we can get rid of the coronavirus?
That's a good question. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Visit freetalklive.com if you missed any part of this show or any of our other shows. Thanks. Peace. If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at bainbooks.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.